Can you guess the leading cause of death among pregnant women in Maryland? It's not eclampsia or another unusual medical complication. It's not heart disease, cancer, or motor vehicle accidents. Homicide. The single leading cause of death among pregnant women in Maryland is homicide. And two of every three murders of pregnant women in Maryland are perpetrated by current or former partners. Lethal violence against pregnant women is shocking, but in one sense, not surprising. In Maryland, more than 2 in 5 women have a history of being abused by their partners. It affects women of every race, ethnicity, culture, age, educational level, and socioeconomic strata. Physical injuries such as fractures, bruises, and lacerations are the most obvious health effects. Other consequences include depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, chronic pain, and substance use disorders. Violence against women is a public health epidemic in plain sight, and that's why our state, under the leadership of Governor Martin O'Malley and Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown, has made tackling this problem such a high priority. As one of his 16 strategic goals for our state, Governor O'Malley has put Maryland on track to reduce violent crimes committed against women and children by 25% by the end of 2018. You can track the state's progress on that and the other 15 goals at goals.maryland.gov. Over the last few years, Maryland law enforcement has taken a host of new actions, including assigning domestic violence experts to all police barracks, improving victims' access to information, implementing a standardized lethality assessment across the state, and providing free and confidential mail forwarding services to victims. In Maryland, women who are forced to leave a job because of violence from a partner are eligible for unemployment insurance. At the health department, we've developed a screening tool for use in ERs and medical offices across the state. In the last year alone, we've given more than 100 trainings to health professionals, and more than 1,000 clinicians have pledged to use it every day. Maryland is making progress, with homicides of women down by about 10% since 2007. Further progress depends on every single one of us doing our part, through our jobs, how we teach our children about what is acceptable in relationships, and through our willingness to be involved. The National Domestic Violence Hotline is 1-800-799-SAFE. Women who call will be referred to local resources for help. It's a call that can save a life. This is Dr. Joshua Sharfstein, Secretary of Maryland's Department of Health and Mental Hygiene for WYPR, your NPR news station.